You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 214, Break the Pattern. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have a message from Spirit about the need for you to break any repetitive patterns that continue to hold you back from creating the life that you really want to live. Before we get into our message, I would like to take a minute to say thank you to all of our listeners and to Audioboom for hosting this podcast. We appreciate all of you who take the time to listen and to share our podcast with family and friends. We are grateful to have our podcast air on several platforms that make it easier for you to find us. So we want to give a big shout out to all of our listeners who tune in to our show from our website at awakenthehealing.com. Also for those who tune in on Audioboom, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podcast Addict, Pandora, TuneIn, Overcast, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Podbean, Deezer, or from any other app that broadcasts our show. We appreciate all of you for tuning in and for sharing our episodes. Now for our message from Spirit. Spirit is telling us that you must begin to break your patterns of negative behavior and negative thinking that are responsible for keeping you in repetitive patterns that do not serve your highest good. Now, this could be related to something minor or all the way to something that's literally crippling you in your life, holding you back from being the person you were born to be. In episode 212, we spoke about the seven levels of power, and the third level was the level of repetition. This level represents a consciousness where people are stuck in patterns of behavior that keep them from becoming free. This can manifest as a job that you hate, being in a bad relationship that's going nowhere, or a myriad of other things. They are all patterns that keep you stuck in a life that is not completely satisfying or healthy in some way. Spirit says that we, those of us that are here to assist in the awakening, are here to help these people on the third level, because the people on the lower levels cannot be helped at this time. They have not done the work to raise their vibrations to free themselves from the underworld. And you will see more and more people dying from overdose because they cannot make the jump. So they have to leave the planet. The vibration is raising just too high. So we must focus on the people of the repetition level and continue to remind them who they are in order to give them an opportunity to awaken. Now, because this is our mission, we may find ourselves in some form of repetitive relationship with one or more of these people. Our goal is not to get stuck or sucked in, as this is a major distraction in our lives, but we cannot forget who we are. So you must know when to let a relationship go or a job in order to keep it from preventing you from your awakening, because these relationships can and will bring your vibration down. In this case, when we speak of the awakening, we are referring to a set of processes that must be gone through in order to assist in the cleansing and purifying of the lower self, in order for us to move into our higher self. We are here to experience the higher essence of who we are. Now, one thing we must remember is that we all have to go through this process. We are all in the process of the awakening, but some of us are simply working harder than others to raise our vibration or consciousness in order to remember who we are. We must remember our purpose for being on this planet. And it really goes without saying that most of us will have to pass through this level of repetition in order to break free and to acquire a higher state of consciousness. So we need to attain a level of consciousness that helps us discover our spiritual path. And this is our true path of transformation. And one aspect of breaking free is releasing negative patterns of behavior and thought. And some of them may not be our own. Many attitudes, beliefs, and patterns of behavior have been passed down through generations. And some other patterns and beliefs have been indoctrinated into us through a form of social conditioning. In other words, we have been programmed to stay in these self-destructive patterns in order to keep us unconscious, to keep us from awakening. If you recall in episode 212, level 4 was the awakening level. It's where the people of level 3 begin to break out of old patterns of behavior and negative thinking and start to open themselves up to new things. These are higher vibrational thoughts and actions that put them on the path to their awakening. Our message today is for anyone who finds themselves repeating patterns of behavior that are not serving you. It could be anything. If it's unhealthy in any way, it must be let go of. All negative patterns of behavior block your awakening, so you must begin to break those patterns. Your job is to identify what it is that you keep doing over and over again that literally sabotages everything that you are working toward. Many times this could be totally and completely unconscious because these patterns are usually passed down. They do not serve you. So you must identify them and become conscious of what they are so that you can let them go. Now, I want to share some ancient wisdom with you on the subject. The ancient people of Mexico, the Toltecs, say that these negative repetitive patterns are a manifestation of the enemy within, and that when you embody the essence of the enemy, then you will create patterns of behavior that are self-destructive. They will also manifest within your dreams. The ancient Toltecs believed that our reality is formed from our dream state. So in this belief, you really are living your dreams. And this is why you have to become conscious and stop living an unconscious life, because it creates a powerless existence. Today, in our modern belief system, we are taught that dreams are just dreams. They have no real significance. But this is only what we have been taught. The ancient Toltecs say that what we call our awakening state, the level of consciousness that we function on throughout our day, is really the dream within the dream. Because according to their observations of humanity and the stars, which was done over hundreds and even thousands of years, they clearly saw that this state that we call the awake state of consciousness, it's only a mirror of the unconscious state. We play things out in this dimension because this is the dimension of manifestation. We've spoken about different dimensions and the different frequencies that create our levels of consciousness. So go and check those episodes out if you need to be refreshed on that. And now we are expanding on that information, adding to it. So the ancient Toltecs realized that our reality was being created within our dream state. And if you study ancient cultures around the world, many of them held that same belief. And there are many dream studies that support this. They show that we have the ability to be more conscious when we are asleep. We can reach higher frequencies of consciousness in our sleep state. So this confirms that there is something to this. There's something here, and we need to become more aware of it. I have my own personal experiences that also validate this belief, and I'm sure many of you have experienced something that supports this, something even like deja vu. We have to remember that we have been conditioned and educated by our enemy. The dark rulers have given us belief systems and even diets that do not serve us. And they keep humanity asleep and unconscious. So I'm sharing this with you because our topic today is break the pattern. And spirit is trying to help us become conscious of things that are holding us back from our awakening. Patterns of negative behavior are keeping people asleep and in bondage. So we have to understand and understand why it's so important for us to break our negative patterns. During the time of the sixth sun, our lives are going to become more of what they are. So this means that things are going to intensify, and that can be in a positive or a negative sense. So if you are trapped in negative patterns of behavior, then life is going to get much harder for you. And this is why you have to break these patterns in order to raise your vibration. Time is speeding up and things are moving very quickly. So it's absolutely urgent that you begin to do this. We are moving into the sixth sun. In June of this year of 2021, the sixth sun will be completely seated, so to speak, within its kingdom, and it will have a much greater influence over your life. The ancient Toltecs prophesized that this sun would be a sun of the night, which means that it's a sun of the unconscious being brought to the surface. So it's going to bring forth whatever is within the darkness of your heart and mind. Stated differently, it will bring forth whatever is within you. The light will shine on your inner world. So when we say a sun of darkness and your inner darkness, that's not necessarily a negative thing. It just means that the unseen will be seen. And for a lot of people, there are many demons that lurk within their hearts and minds, hence the need to purge and purify your inner being. You will have to deal with your demons. If you do not purge them, they will be projected into your life. The ancients say that you will manifest your fears and die from them. So this is why it is necessary to overcome your fears in order for you to move into your awakening. This is the path that we all must take. We must move through our dark forest in order to find our soul path. We are coming into a time that you will have to gain more control over your unconscious mind. Because if you allow your lower unconscious self to rule you, then you won't have a chance of surviving. This is why the ancients say that you will die from your own fear, because you will manifest your fears and your life will become a nightmare. And we already see this happening all around us because people are allowing their fears to control them and they are literally killing themselves. The sixth sun demands higher vibrations, and all lower vibrations will not be tolerated. You must purify your essence. For those of you who need a more modern approach to this subject, there are many scientific studies that show that humans are controlled by their unconscious mind. Bruce Lipton talks about this, and many others talk about it. And this is why reprogramming is becoming so very popular in the self-help arena. People are realizing that their self-destructive patterns are completely unconscious. And these studies show us that it is vital for us to take conscious control over the unconscious part of our mind. The subconscious or unconscious is where your repetitive patterns of behavior are coming from. And now you must master that aspect of yourself. The ancient Toltecs also say that negative patterns will play out in your life until you cleanse your essence. They are there to bring about pain and suffering or even self-destruction in order to teach you something. And in this case, you have chosen pain as your teacher. So if you do not remove the enemy within, these negative patterns will continue until you successfully destroy your life. So you have to remember that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience, and Earth is our classroom at this time. And it is a very difficult one, I might add. But everything is happening to teach us something. But you can choose love or pain to be your teacher. It's your choice. Finally, on a positive note, the ancient Toltecs tell us that once you have overcome all of your weaknesses, then your patterns of behavior will become constructive and your dreams will become places of learning and creating. Your spirit will then guide you through positive patterns of behavior to your blossoming, which is their term for awakening. So this message is for those of you who want to be free from your negative patterns of behavior and you just need a little guidance. All the answers are truly within you. You just have to be honest with yourself and begin to do some soul searching, a bit of self-improvement and personal growth. You must begin to break your negative patterns of behavior because these things keep sabotaging your growth. You have to become consciously aware of the things that you keep doing that hold you back from what you really want. Once you do the work and start creating positive patterns of behavior, positive habits, the universe will support you. You must remember that change is always for the better, even if sometimes it doesn't feel that way or look that way. Sometimes we have to go backward in order to move forward. But see it as a blessing in disguise, and that's what it'll be. In the end, it will bless you. You are a powerful being of light, and you can do anything. You just have to believe it. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.